ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुर्मीलितेन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकरमायां ददति स्वापरान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीपरकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपां सजजातां सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं सजेषां सवरुतां परिजना सहिता कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगना ललिता वाञ्छकापातुर्भ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमः. So yesterday I went over this Leela, right? It's combined. Of course, it's unlimited. Particular Leela has many incarnations. I went over. We have Vishnu a couple of times, the tortoise, and then Mohini, Dhanvantari. They're all in different types of incarnations. Dhanvantari delivering the Amrita nectar. He also delivers Ayurvedic knowledge. So in the Ayurvedic hospitals, they have a deity of Dhanvantari. When they make medicine and stuff, they offer it to Dhanvantari and they say all kinds of mantras and bona fide. And because he's the incarnation of God that delivered the Ayurvedic knowledge. Krishna is coming so many times. In Kali Yuga, the main incarnation, Kali Yuga avatar, is what? Yeah, Lord Chaitanya is the incarnation. But also, in Kali Yuga, the holy name is the incarnation. Kali Yuga avatar is Harinam, the holy name of Krishna. So, this is how now Krishna is appearing all over Earth. And it's also predicted all over the universe in the form of the holy name. Some people say, well, where is Krishna? Right? Because he says in the Bhagavad Gita that yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata vyuchanam dharmasya tadatmanam shajamyaham. Whenever there's irreligion increase or religion is decreased, then I come. So religion is gone practically. What we see in the name of religion is not very spiritual anymore. Right? Buddhism is not a religion, and that's growing because there's no God. Like in Poland, where they're basically Christian, they'll let the Buddhists come and preach right in the monastery because they say it's not a religion, it's just a way of life. Which it is. Buddhism is full of rules and regulations. You shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that, you shouldn't do this. But But modern Buddhists, they don't. Somebody asked yesterday if I would give lottery numbers, because that's what the monks do. Tell you which horse to bet on, which lottery, you know. But that's against the Buddhist precepts. The monks are not supposed to, they're not supposed to eat meat, they're not supposed to smoke. And so many things they're not supposed to do, but they're doing.
They used to do.
And religion, in the name of religion, they're saying you'll get prosperity, you'll get rich, you know, so many things, which are not at all what the scripture says. So in this age of Kali, there is no Leela avatar of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's called Sri Yuga, because Lord Chaitanya is a hidden avatar. I'm just trying to find it. There's verses that say that in Kali Yuga, the incarnation is a holy name.
Holy name.
And the deity also. Krishna especially appears in these two ways, the deity of Lord Chaitanya and the holy name. So we find that actually Krishna is appearing in so many places. And in where the holy name is present, these irreligious activities are pushed away. Where there's strong chanting of the holy name, Kali can't enter. So that's why we stress on chanting. The initiation, one promises to chant. Sixteen rounds every day, and without offenses. So if we're doing that, then Kali can't come in. If we're not attentive to that, then Kali can come in. And Kali means, anybody know the meaning of Kali?
Maya.
Kali quarrel. Means quarrel.
Quarrel, okay.
You know what quarrel means? They know what quarrel means? Quarrel means fighting. For no reason.
No reason.
Like you see husband and wife, they quarrel. It's almost like a pastime. Nobody knows if they're just arguing. Children. In America we say cats and dogs. What do you say in Japan they say dogs and monkeys? If you've been in Vrindavan and you see the monkeys are up on the roof and the tree, right? The dogs are on the ground. But there's no. But whenever the monkey sees a dog, rah, 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 and they throw stones, and if the dog sees a monkey, they chase it away. But they don't eat the same food or anything. There's no reason. But they just fight. So people are like that. And so Kali, he promotes that kind of life, to promote quarreling. That's how he can stop the preaching. So if we're preaching and we're thinking and we're getting together planning how to preach, how to get more people to chant, how to chant more ourselves, how to arrange our time so we can chant nicely, then Kali, he can't get in, the door is locked. But if we leave the door open, then all the thieves can come in and take whatever you want, right? Like if we're in the back room just arguing, the thief can come in here and steal everything. We never hear it. Right? Just fighting and arguing, making so much noise. But if we're here chanting, then if the thief comes in, they'll have to chant also. Right? They get purified. So Kali is very careful of the Sankirtan movement. He doesn't want to see it spread. There's in Lokanath Goswami, one book, he tells how Kali, long before Lord Chaitanya was appearing, he heard about Lord Chaitanya's appearance and he started to panic. He and his friends, oh, what are we going to do when the Sankirtan movement starts? How will we promote Kali Yuga? Because Kali has his agents. We have one nice drama devotees do. His agents is anger, greed, his children. Lust, anger, greed, envy, illusion, and madness, insanity, intoxication. And his other agents, like his big generals, is intoxication, illicit sex, gambling, and what else? Meat eating, yeah, animal slaughter. So he made special effort then to promote these things very much before the Sankirtan movement started. And we're seeing now that, my observation, this is Lord Chaitanya's golden age, and there is many people taking up, even joining ISKCON all over the world. Other religions also becoming more serious, animal rights movement, different aspects of pure spirituality. You know, people are taking up, they're banning smoking in so many places. Like when I went to Japan, nobody had any idea of not smoking. Even in the place that said no smoking, the people would smoke anyway. But now, they put so many no smoking, and if you smoke, you get big trouble. And there's animal rights movements that are getting more prominent, vegetarianism, and even people becoming more, you know, religious. But Kali also, you see the number of casinos that have opened in the last 20 years or 10 years. When I grew up in America, there was one state that had casinos, Nevada. So, you know, if you wanted to gamble in a casino anyway, you had to go to Nevada, out in the desert. And it was a big resort place. Then in the 70s, they made an Atlantic City. That's the east side of America. People don't have to travel so far then. Of course, they have lotteries, and they have all the horse racing and dog racing and, you know, some sport. They gamble different places. But then somebody started this, because if you go, the law in the state is against gambling, casino. But if you go in the ocean so far away, then you're not in the country anymore. So they take a boat. You pay money, you go on the boat, and then the boat is a casino. And then they go out some distance, and then they can gamble. Or on the river, they also decided the river doesn't belong to any particular state. You know, the river is moving all the time. So they put a boat on the river, and then you can gamble. You know, well, it's parked, you don't gamble, but then they go out. And then the American Indians, who have their land that the government gave them to get rid of them, remote places, they also have their own laws. They go by national law, but they don't have the state law. Even though they're in the state of Texas, they don't have the Texas laws. So they realize they can make casinos. But now there's casinos everywhere. And then on the internet, you can gamble. pornography. When I was even in high school, to buy pornographic literature, you had to go to some dirty part of the city. And, you know, people would be embarrassed and they would put it in a grocery bag or something and they'd sneak back out from that area. They didn't want any, and take it home and hide it. But now it's everywhere. Advertising on the internet, pornography, and much worse, pornography. And Holly is working very hard to promote these things. And then when people do these things more, of course they're going to fight more. They're going to quarrel more. They're intoxicated. If they lose at gambling, they're going to be accusing everyone of cheating them, which is true. Gambling means cheating. The casino, I think the odds are something like 17% that you'll win. That means if you bet 1,000, you know, 1 million, not what is it, baht, you'll get back 170,000. That's not a very good investment, right? But in order to gamble, you have to give 83% of your money to the casino so you can enjoy gambling. But then when people do win, Maya is so strong that they completely forget, oh, I won 10,000. They forget that they lost 100,000. They get all excited and they go spend all that 10,000 on drinking and prostitute and are gambling again and lose it all. So this Kali's work, how they promote meat eating, the demons even say that they try everything to promote more meat eating. It's very amazing how the scientists and different people try to demonize the cows. Even the people that want to be vegetarian, they say how milk is really bad. So if you have no value of milk, it's very hard to also convince people to value the cow. If some big animal eats a lot, you know, and what do you get from it, right? So then they want to eat it. Also, Prabhupada told us if you don't work, use the animal to plow the field, and you're selling the flesh. In Thailand, in the villages, they do use buffaloes. The king promoted it. Smart king. Because he saw that the tractors are so troublesome, and take so much fuel and pollution, and they cost so much to repair them and everything. And the buffalo, the bull, they just work. And the dung is, the exhaust is nice. You know, and they just eat the grass. So the definition of quarrel, says have a disagreement over something or an angry dispute, quarreling. So that Kali is very happy when people are quarreling. Because when you quarrel, you get really distressed. Right? And then what will the common man do to relieve his distress? He'll fight, get drunk, right? He'll go out and have sex, you know, all the things that Kali wants everyone to do. Because when we're doing those things, we're not going to be absorbed in the Sankirtan movement. We're not going to be preaching, right? And we see how, you know, there's, like, I just noticed one new little street they're making there next to the shops. Right next to James, there's that one street that has a few bars and a lot of other shops. But the next one they're making, all only bars. They cut a brand new little alley and everything is brand new, only bars, nothing else. Not one, you know, ready-made shop, only bars. Small bars. So people have more variety of bars to choose from, keep them more busy, right? I got drunk in this bar, but I'm not happy, I'll try a different one. And they come out with a new kind of cigarette every day. The other cigarettes are not nice, but maybe this one. Advertising says, this one's mild, this one is nice, right? This one is prestigious. in Greece, I've never seen so many cigarette advertisements of any country. They have these designer cigarettes. I don't know the price, very expensive. Davy Dove, I can't remember, some of the famous designers in cigarettes. And the advertisement says, you know, something how great it is, life is great, you know, it's wonderful. People think that they're very special if they have this very expensive cigarette. Everyone will know that I'm a great person. So we want to, the only way to have this strength to avoid this Kali's allurements is by chanting, really, you know, and becoming attached to the holy name, which is, because why does someone get drunk? They're thinking it will give them pleasure, right? Why do they go for prostitutes? They're thinking they'll get pleasure. Whatever anyone does, ultimately they work hard. Some people have to work such hellish jobs, steel mill or slaughterhouse, or, you know, digging the garbage. But they think, when I get the money, I'll get some pleasure. So I'll do this, tapasya, right? So japa is tapasya because we have to really concentrate to do it right. We have to forget everything else. Even if the mind is rattling away with so many other things, we have to ignore it. I was just reading here about the Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He's talking about chanting the holy name, highest level of chanting. So, he's explaining about Shishastakam prayers. You know, Lord Chaitanya's prayers, Keto Dharpana Marjanam, the Sankirtan movement, the prime benediction for humanity at large. I'll just let me find it here. So those verses are very important because they guide us through all the different stages of chanting the holy name. First is just the glories of the holy name. The Sankirtan movement, you know, increases the ocean of transcendental bliss. You know, it's the space, the nectar, that the Nam-Nam, Akadi, Bahuda, Nijisarga Shakti, that the holy name is so kind. Krishna is so kind that he has millions of names and all of them have all his potency. And, he makes approach to him very easy by chanting. But then Lord Chaitanya says that because I make offense while I'm chanting, I'm not getting the full taste, full ecstasy that we should get. That's because of offense. If a devotee is fortunate, will think like that, that, well, there's some defect in me, I have to try harder, I have to be more sincere, I have to pray more. And an unfortunate devotee will think, well, I'm chanting, and I'm still not completely blissful, so chanting is no good. I'll do something else. Maybe I'll just go get some blessing from the Buddhist monk, or I'll go to the Durga and get some. You know. Because if we're looking for material benefit from chanting the holy name, we might not get it because Krishna wants to help us. When a devotee becomes qualified to receive the set of beads strung with prema, derived from the chanting of the name, when the disciples with great satisfaction receive from the lotus feet of the guru the pure process of chanting and worshiping, and when the guru imparts his spiritual energy into them, the devotees have come to the higher stage. So remembering the name, there's concentration, remembering, concentration, meditation, absorption, and samadhi. And Lord Chaitanya took us right to samadhi by chanting of the holy name. We don't have to go through the other stages of Ashtanga yoga. then how one can chant all the time, Trinadapi Sunichena Tararapi Seshina Manina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. In a humble state of mind, then one can chant all the time. In Kali Yuga, a lot of, like, I remember when I, this happened to all of us, when we would go for, we were new devotees and we were thinking, I'm very fallen. And if you say that to people, why do you say that? You're great. You shouldn't put yourself down. There's nothing wrong with you. There was a book by one psychiatrist, I'm okay, you're okay. Yatama Tatapata, Vivekananda. Whatever you like, whatever I like, everything is okay. If you like Durga and offering your meat to Durga, that's okay. That's what you like. And if I like something else. So that is very dangerous. But humility doesn't mean, well, I'm no good, I can't do this. But that I'm very small and I'm a servant of Krishna and I have to depend on Krishna. Then offering all respect to others and not expecting any in return. That's very difficult. Think about that. I mean, like when customers come to your shop, you're very respectful, right? But you're hoping that they're going to buy something. Not that you just love that person. If they don't buy something, you feel bad. But you're nice to them anyway because maybe they'll come back later and buy. Right? We're motivated. And even with Krishna, we're like, we pay obeisances to the big guru who comes. But to other devotees, what's the use? What can they do for me? Right? But it says offering respect to everyone. And not expecting anything in return. That's it. Then Kirtaniya Sadahari, one can chant all the time. Then what kind of mentality? Nadanam, Najanam, Nasundarim. Lord Chaitanya said, Nadanam, I don't want wealth. I don't want followers, popularity. I don't want beautiful companions, beautiful glorification of me. Mama Janmani, Janmanishwar, only want bhakti, service, life after life, birth after birth. So, like when the Hindus worship Durga, they actually say, Janam Dehi, Janam Dehi, right? Rupam Dehi, Yasu Dehi. Give me wealth, give me money, give me fame, give me beauty, right? Give me, give me, give me. It's the opposite. Lord Chaitanya is saying, I don't want anything. Only want to serve Krishna. That we're conditioned. And the Durga people, they're worshiping, they know there's a demigod, and they have. But everybody is singing those kind of songs. I want this, I want that, give me this, give me that. Right? I want money. The Beatles have this. Yeah. I want this, give me that. I want a little respect. A couple of girl singers. And of course, we should respect everyone. We shouldn't think, well, you shouldn't want respect, you stupid jerk, you know. Sometimes devotees think like that. We heard that Bhaktisiddhanta said, my friend will insult me and my enemy will praise me. So we think, I'll be the friend of everybody and I'll insult everyone. But that's the trick of Maya. We should praise devotees, but we should not want ourselves to be. And when a devotee gets praised, he feels, oh, no, I don't deserve that. So if we see a devotee very proud and saying, I'm so great, and everyone should follow me, then we know that's not really very advanced. But in Kali Yuga, those kind of people get people, oh, he says he's God. Must be. All his followers say he's God. But they... The scripture says that the incarnation in Kali Yuga is the holy name. And that the Lord Chaitanya came and exhibited the most humble behavior. And the Goswamis were so humble that Lord Chaitanya couldn't tolerate it. Told him not to talk to him, made him stand up. All the great acharyas, they like that. there's no one more fallen than me. I was thinking yesterday, like I was talking about these incarnations and the fish and the tortoise and the hog. And well, Krishna actually, I know for the hog, he said, you know, you can remember when you see a hog. And so I was saying that very nicely. That, you know, when we see a fish, we should remember. Then I thought later, I never remember when I see a fish. I never remember fish incarnation. I think, oh, yeah, it stinks. Get out of here. Sometimes I feel sorry for the fish, you know, in this fish market when they're still alive and they're out of the water. But I never remember the fish incarnation. I'm hoping that in the future, now that I said it so strongly, that I'll be able to remember, because especially in these Asian countries, we do see a lot of fish. Fish market. Fishermen. I know when I see fishermen in India, I do remember Lord Chaitanya's Leela when he went in the ocean. You know that story? Lord Chaitanya was, whenever he saw any water, he would think it was a Jamuna and he would jump in. So he just ran and jumped in the ocean in Puri. So in Puri, the ocean is very interesting, but there's a current very strong, like a river, just a little bit out. It goes really strong. So Lord Chaitanya, nobody knew it was in the night. And then they found he was gone from his room, even though the door was completely locked from the outside. He would go out anyway. And they looked all over and they couldn't find him. Finally, they got to Konark. Now, if you've been, Konark is 17 kilometers away from Puri. Famous temple there of the sun god. Architecture temple. And they found one fisherman, and the fisherman was like acting really crazy, and he was saying, it's a ghost, I gotta go. And so Swarup Damodar, who could understand, and he said, what? And he was describing it. He said, that was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. No, it wasn't. I know what he looks like. Ghost. Because when he caught in his net, and when he touched that body, Lord Chaitanya's body had stretched out like between every joint like this much or something. So it was like really long and just hanging on completely crazy in ecstasy. And when the fisherman touched that, he just went mad. And he said, hari, 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 ghost, hari, 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 ghost, hari, 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 ghost. So Swarup Damodar said, relax, I know how to take out the ghost. And, you know, then tell us where this is. So he put his hand and he said some mantra. And they found Lord Chaitanya and he was all stretched out, you know, in the sand. So they straightened out everything and then they started kirtan and he became. So at least when I see the fishermen, like in Puri, there's so many fishermen anywhere in India, then I remember that. At least one fisherman was very fortunate, caught Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya is described as a prema mahajala, a net of prema. And he's cast it into the ocean of adnescence and he's catching everybody, pulling us all in. So then he says, Ai nanda tanuja kinkaram patita mam vishameva mamudo kripaya tava padavam. Stitti duli said, I'm very fallen. I'm actually a servant of Krishna, but somehow I'm fallen. So please pick me up, put me back. Then I nanda tanuja kinkaram patita mam vishameva mamudo kripaya tava padavam stitti duli said, Visham vichintaya. Then when will that be mine? When, you know, when I'll be an excellent, when I'll actually. Hairs will stand on end, and you know, I'll remember Krishna all the time and be quivering and all the different things. Then he comes to the higher stages, yugayatam nameshena, feeling separation. Then it's, at the moment, seems like millions of years. The devotee's always thinking, well, I haven't, even when he's chanting, he thinks, I haven't chanted for so long, even in the middle of every mantra. Because time, when it, that's an intense feeling of separation. We get some hint of that sometimes, not usually for Krishna, maybe if prasadam and we're late for prasadam. If we lose something, right? Then you think about that thing. But we've lost Krishna, but how much do we worry about it? How much time do we spend trying to find it? But if we lose our phone, right, if you lose your phone, then what happens? Then you're panicking or asking everybody, where's my phone? Did you see my phone? And call my number and if it's see where it is, and you know, right? So we should be like that for Krishna. That's how they're really pure devotees. Looking for Krishna, feeling separation. I've given this example many times. One Indian man I met in Japan, he was very rich. I didn't know that he was really rich, but very rich. Gym wallet. And I was not so experienced with Indian, so I asked him for a donation. Like, I hadn't known him for very long. So he gave me the big Hindu lecture. You know, you shouldn't worry about money. God will give you money. You know, he wants to. You shouldn't worry about it. Nothing. Money's nothing. Very nice talk. Okay. Then the next time I saw him, he had been cheated out of $2 million. It turned out that he got cheated often. Trust me. So he was in so much anxiety. All he could think about was that money. Couldn't talk about anything else. Was just trying to find people to help him, and lawyers, how to get his money back. And I said, well, you know, you told me money doesn't matter. It just comes and goes, and what do you care? Yeah, yeah, he said, but when you lose it, you know, then, you know. And for a couple years, like, that's all, he never talked about anything except this money and how he's trying to sue. Finally, he got a little bit back. The guy who stole, he got his house, he got a few things. But that's the nature when we lose something. So the real... If we really advanced devotee feels like that about Krishna, he always feels like, I haven't done any service for Krishna. I've forgotten Krishna completely. I have to serve Krishna. I have to chant. Even if he's in the middle of chanting, he's thinking, it's been so long since I chanted. It seems like a million years between every month. That would be ideal. Then we'd be constantly chanting. Then he says, you know, then it's a prayer of Radharani, actually, the last one. Actually, Shiva, Padavatam, Panashtamam, Darshanam, Marmatam, Kurojva, Yata, Tata, Va, Vididatu, Lampatoma, Prananatas, Tu, Sevanam. I don't know anyone except Krishna is my Lord, and even if he ignores me or treats me bad, I'll never give up. He knows me. I won't ask him for anything. I won't get mad that Krishna didn't give me what I. Krishna is giving us what's good for us. Many challenges come. We have to be careful all the time that we want to do everything for Krishna. And we have to learn them, you know, how to recognize the advanced devotee. The advanced devotee will never criticize, like I said about Raghunath Bhatta last night. If anybody was criticizing a devotee, even if it was true, Raghunath would just go away. He wouldn't argue either. Just go away. That's the Mahabhaga. Now, sometimes when we're teaching people, we have to tell them you're doing something wrong. That's not criticizing. It's not blasphemy. If you're just saying something against someone, it's not even true just to turn people away from them or something. That's so, Lord Chaitanya is teaching us how to chant. He gave us the holy name. He gave us the simple prayers. Those Shishastak prayers contain all Vedic wisdom, everything in the 8 prayers. Very important ones to learn. Very easy to learn also. Krishna Das Kaviraj said this one, Trinada Peace and Echina. Devotee should wear that around his neck. More humble than a blade of grass, tolerant more than a tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige. Not thinking, well, my shop is very big and I'm a big man on the street here, right? My children have got straight A's in school and I must be such a great person. I chanted my rounds today, I'm a great devotee. We think like that. Oh, I'm so great, I chanted 16 rounds. But in the world, millions of people are chanting around. But we're thinking, well, he's not such a good devotee. No sense of false prestige. that I'm special, I'm from this country or that country. Honoring everyone, but not expecting any honor in return. But of course, if someone honors everyone, they will get lots of honor also. But not that they're businessmen. Not that we're offering Krishna, you know, 1,000 baht and saying, Krishna, please give me back 1 million baht. You're very rich. And I'm giving you this, but you know, I expect you to repay me somehow or other. You know, help my business. That's better. That's pious. But if we want to really make spiritual advancement, then we're giving everything to Krishna. And my life is yours. All right? And if we need medicine, we prefer Ayurveda. That's Krishna brought that. And it covers everything. Now in the Western medicine, is many, many doctors are studying Ayurveda now because they found out, you know, it has cures for so many diseases. It's some they don't even know about the disease. Ayurveda, one devotee, Ayurvedic doctor, he found AIDS in the Vedas. Got an award, you know, because you found some way to treat it. Because these things are known. It's not something, nothing is new. It's just that due to the Kali Yuga and due to the sinful life and the unclean living, these diseases spread much more than they ever did before. And they become more powerful. Because when people are living properly, then these kind of nasty things don't occur very much. The germs and all that don't have a chance to flourish. People are eating vegetarian nicely and living clean, then they don't have an environment for all the filthy diseases to grow somewhere. Everything was always there, but now even children get cancer. Children get diseases that even 20 years ago only old people got. Now even children are getting cancer. Right? Tuberculosis. Diabetes and all these things, you know. It used to be old, broken down people, but of course there's many reasons, karmic reasons for all these things happening. But the main thing we want to do, and to control the mind, Prabhupada said many times, it means to be thinking how to spread the holy name, how to give the holy name to more people, how to get more people chanting. Find ways and means everywhere. Put up signs. Right. Thank you very much. Ji Mohini Murti Ki Jai. And when we see all the beautiful women, we should remember Mohini Murti. It's really beautiful. Because, you know, it's a fact that if you see the dead body of whoever's supposed to be the most beautiful woman, only, there are men who are really degraded and want to embrace it, but most people want to run away.
The soul that we like.